Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
About the age of 12, I discovered the author Zane Grey, whose Western books covered several feet of shelf space in old Decker's library near my home. Long before Louis L'Amour captured the hearts of Western lovers, Zane Grey was thrilling people with sagas such as The Riders of the Purple Sage and 30,000 on Hoof. Now, Grey was an author who had a pretty good grasp of human nature and wrote about that age-old battle of good versus evil. Now, the plots were all rather predictable. Heroes and villains and a pretty girl who eventually was rescued by the handsome young cowboy who captured her heart before he rode off into the western sunset. More than a few times, I would get into one of Zane Grey's thrillers when my mother would announce, "Bedtime, lights out." No matter how I would plead, the lights got turned out. But how can you sleep without reading the last chapter, knowing whether it was the cattle rustlers who would win or the rancher whose very life was in jeopardy? That's when I would disappear under the covers with an old silver Rayovac flashlight with these cell batteries just strong enough to let me read the last chapter. Sure enough, having skimmed the last chapter, then I could go to sleep satisfied. You know, friend, life today doesn't appear to me much different from the plots of Zane Grey's fiction, but there's a big difference. We are not always sure that the good guy is going to win. Altogether too often, we are uncertain as to whether things will really turn out okay in the end. It seems in a broken world that the good guys are often the losers. Cancer takes the mother of three children. The businessman who doesn't cheat or bribe other people is penalized. The girl who wants to keep her virginity is considered to be old-fashioned and kind of weird. The high school student who doesn't use drugs and cheat is often a social outcast. You know, sometimes our hearts cry out, "God, where are you when I really need help?" That's when doubts, like night stalkers, begin to haunt us. The lights are getting turned out before we get to the end of the story. There are times when you've got to go to the last chapter before you can sleep. But when it comes to the realities of life, is there a last chapter? You bet there is. You'll find it beginning with Revelation 19 in your Bible, and it takes only a few minutes to read. You will discover that eventually the redeemed of all ages stand in the presence of the Almighty in heaven, which is a real place. They blend their voices in a gigantic chorus of worship and praise, unlike anything ever known before, as they cry, "Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory." Then Lucifer, or Satan, is bound and cast into the bottomless pit. The wicked stand before God and are judged fairly and justly. Never forget, God has his payday someday. There's a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwell righteousness. Furthermore, God's children get their rewards too. "Behold, I am coming soon," says Jesus Christ. "My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. I am Alpha and Omega." He says, "the first and the last, the beginning and the end." Reading the last chapter will let you turn off the light and sleep with peace. Take it by faith, friend. It is a certain thing, as certain as the rising and the setting of the sun, something dictated by God, and he is the enabler who makes it happen.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.